Good evening. There's a very well documented story, very reliable, trustworthy story from a Rav, the Rav Sefer, Rav Zalman Sorotsky. He lived at the time, the whole time. There's a Rav, his name was Terry, very good, yeah. And he wrote a Sefer, Dibbabadia, a beautiful story. He said so many people asked him about the details of the story, if it's true, you know, is it true, they couldn't believe it, they did believe it. He said, I decided to write it in my Sefer. A beautiful story of a person in his Kehila who wanted to make Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. No, he wanted to make Aliyah. Interesting ideas he had. He's going to make money. He bought himself a car. In those days, it was a complete rarity to have a car. No one had a car. You know, the cars that, you know, what a car looked like in those days. And he had a car, and he went all out. And he was doing services. He was making a lot of money. And slowly, he started taking jobs on Friday, late afternoon, going into Shabbos, and going out of Shabbos. You know, and it was Machal of Shabbos. Reb Zalman Sorotsky tried his best to try and be Mechazik him and say... back in Europe. Back in where it was. He tried to be Mechazik him saying, you know, what's this fault to make Aliyah, Machal of Shabbos, what's going on over here? It tried, it worked, it didn't work. There was no long-lasting, way forward. Anyway, a few months later, it was fascinating that the Knesset HaGdolah, which the Chofetz Chaim attended, which the famous Knesset HaGdolah, which in Vilna, I think it was, wherever it was, Vienna. So there, the Chofetz Chaim was, they were all on the way to the Knesset HaGdolah. And on the trip, 7 o'clock in the morning, by one station, the train stopped. And stopped for Shacharis from 7 till 8. And the Chofetz Chaim went out the train and started davening Shacharis. So Zalman Sorotsky, he claimed he'd davened Shacharis already before, very early. And he decided to go outside. He was a respectable Rav, he went outside. And you know who he bumped into? He bumped into the father of this taxi driver. The father of the person who wanted to make Aliyah and was Mechal Shabbos. And he says, I haven't seen you for so long, what's going on? You don't look so good. He said, yeah, I've been in hospital for 2 years. I'm really ill. And I've tried doctor to doctor. I've been in different places. Vilna, so he went to Vilna. He went to different doctors to try and get a reverse. Last night, or the night before, I had a dream from my mother that she said, enough with all these doctors, you've done your bit. Go to Yisrael Me'akoy Mechavetz Chaim. Go and get a brocha. Enough. Go and get a brocha. And I'm on my way to Radin. So Zalman Sorotsky said, by the way, I've got good news for you, that Yisrael Meir is not in Radin, he's actually in the station here. He's just inside, davening Shacharis. So this father, the ill father, was getting a bit, you know, he's seeing his dream, something about it, it's something, you know, he's shooken up a bit. You know, he's on his way to Radin, and, you know, he knows that someone tells him the Chofetz Chaim is inside. So, he, straight after Shacharis, he was ready to go to the Chofetz Chaim for Brocha. Obviously, that's what he was going for. And Zalman Sorotsky, being an inspiring Rav, he thought he's going to do a bit of detective work. And he spoke to the grandson of the Chofetz Chaim, Reb Zaks, and told him that, you know, I've got this person who wants to go and approach the Chofetz Chaim for Brocha, and know that his son is Mechal Shabbos, and I've been trying to get him to keep Shabbos. And it's not working. At least when he's going to give a Brocha, let the Chofetz Chaim get a deal from him, and try and get him to inspire his son as much as he can to try and do a chizik in Hilchas Shabbos, just try and avoid doing taxi drivers on Shabbos. So Reb Zaks, the grandson, said, yeah, I'll run straight into my grandfather straight after Shacharis, we'll work it out. Maisa, I don't know if it was Reb Hillel, in the story it says a different name, I don't know, I didn't quite get it. It's very well documented, every detail documented there. And basically, he missed it, he did not manage to get the Chofetz Chaim. And the ill father ran straight in, he's in a Bahala, he wants to get hold of the Chofetz Chaim as quick as possible. And Reb Zalman Sorotsky thought, no, Shai, I've lost out. I could have got a good deal. I could have got the Chofetz Chaim to say a word about Shabbos and say about his son. I missed out. Reb Zalman Sorotsky said, I was there, I'm documenting this story because I was there and I listened to the whole story. What happened was, in the train station, in the station, he approached the Chofetz Chaim, and the Chofetz Chaim said, look, what do you want? So he told the Chofetz Chaim, I've been ill for 2 years, and last night my mother came to me in a dream saying, enough of the doctors, try going and get a bracha of the Chofetz Chaim. And here I am, I've come for a bracha of the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim, he responded, he said, Yisrael Meir HaKoyen kim gebem brachas. The Torah kept a bracha. It says, Vayvorach HaLekim Yisrael Meir HaShemi. that Hashem blesses the seventh day. No, if you keep Shabbos and the Torah gives you a bracha, then Yisrael HaKlein will also give you a bracha. Chavos Chaim had a habit. He had a habit of saying things a few times. He chose his words carefully, said them slowly, and he repeated it. He said again, Yisrael Me'ah Kohen Kevnish can't give you a bracha. The Torah can give you a bracha. And it says, V'ayavarecha L'kevnish V'mashvi. Once the Torah gives you a bracha, Yisrael Me'ah can also give you a bracha. That was his words three times to the father. And then, so if you think that's it, fine. But then he added, Chavos Chaim said, I want to tell you something very interesting. From all the other Yisurim and Mitzvahs in the Torah that you find, the Torah doesn't speak to you and your son. The Torah says, the Torah doesn't say, Lo yisil b'shatneis ato v'nucho v'itecho. The Torah doesn't say, you should eat matzahs, you, your son, and everyone. The Torah doesn't say, don't eat chazeh, you, your son, your eved, everything. Only with Shabbos do you find that a person's got the shtickle responsibility as much as he can to inspire ato v'nucho v'itecho avtcho v'amos v'mantecho. And that means if your daughter is brushing her hair, you've got a chiyuv to try and avoid that. And if your son is driving a taxi, this is what he says. I can only say what he says. He records it in his sefer. He says so many people have asked him the details, so he decides to write it. If your son drives a taxi, then you have a try an obligation to try and inspire him to avoid it. And again, he said that again. He said this vault again. It was a very powerful vault. Rav Zalman Sharotsky said it was a great song. It was a very, very big inspiration for him. Him being as a Rav, he was as a regular Rav in those days. We are more a Rav. And to see that with his own eyes, she tried again, he thought we needed to get into to again, this story, everyone's going to take a different chizik from it, aside from Chavos Chaim's chizik, aside from Hashem's chizik, aside from the father's chizik. There's a chizik to be taken from all these stories, but I like these stories, which is very well documented from the Rav himself, a Rav all those years ago, who decided to write every single detail, like three pages of details. I went through it 2 nights ago, and a very interesting, inspiring story. Having said that, I do want to mention a few interesting shailas regarding specifically to Shabbos, because it's a chizik for Shabbos. We have this week's parasha of Vayakil. Mishnah Berurah brings the minik. Mishnah Berurah brings the medrash that Omar Kodesh Vayakil Moshe, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe, go asay lechol kehilas, go and make congregations and discuss the halachas of Shabbos Israel. Go and discuss the halachas. What do you do? What's the halachas? If your wife lights, you light the candles, it comes to, let's say, Shabbos lighting is 7 o'clock, let's say Shkia is 7:14, because here in Manchester, Shkia is 7:14, let's say, so then the Hadlokah would be 14 minutes before Shkia. So you light candles at 7 o'clock, now it's a bit earlier, but just imagine it's 7 o'clock, and 7 o'clock you light. A minute later, 7:01, you realise, hang on a second, the light in our bedroom is on. Well, hang on a second, the sloka, maybe even worse, the sloka got the chalons off. And now, although it was cooked, but the maisa, we're not going to have any chalons. It's not going to happen. Or let's say, you know, anything that goes wrong, it's just, you know, it's not comfortable. What is that? And now, you're very tempted, you have a son or daughter who is local, 8-year-old, 10-year-old, 12-year-old, and you're very tempted to say, Yankla, can you just, you know, that little switch, just switch it on, just that's all we need. You know, you just go upstairs and just switch it off the light. What's the halacha? Up to what time are you allowed to, anytime you like, if the wife of the family is lit, can she ask, okay, no one's lachatchila going to do this, but the question is, when it comes to this circumstance, what's the halacha in asking the child to do a malacha after you've lit?
Before Shkia.
After Shkia, is already Shabbos.
So is he up to mizmor yet, the father? Or is
father,
it
no, let's say no mizmor. Just take the regular person that goes to a regular shul, goes to a popular shul, and the popular shul, the mizmor shir is way after.
Way after.
It's even 10 minutes after Shkia sometimes. 20 minutes after Shkia. So no one said mizmor shir. And it's a very clear shaila. Can she ask, she's very tempted to ask her 80-year-old, please, the young fellow, just switch off the light. At least we can sleep tonight.
I would say.
Very interesting. Again, like everything is machmir. There is an opinion that holds that once the wife lights, then everyone in the family becomes affected. It becomes Shabbos for the whole family. However, Mishnah Berurah clearly avoids this shitta. Many shittas go against this, and they hold that it's absolutely no problem. So lechatchila, we try and avoid it. We don't light and then ask the children to do all the malachas. Where it comes necessary to switch off the light in your bedroom, to switch on the hot plates from the slow cooker, to switch on so you have cholent, a person can go and ask a child.
Any age child?
Even any age, you've got an 18-year-old, who's
straight.
You know what it's like.
Already.
They're on the way. So direct. There's no chem to start telling them any advices. They're straight, direct, even after you've lit candles. Sometimes in some families it gets a bit sticky after the wife likes, she really likes the whole family to a relatively macabre shower. So the son upstairs is on his way to the shower. So it sometimes gets a bit sticky. Okay, you have to work out with chokhmah, but at the end of the day, strictly speaking, they're not bound to that locker, and if there's a real need for it, there's no problem. Up to how many minutes? 2 minutes before shkia. 7:12. Once it's already 7:12, which is within the 2 minute period before shkia, then already, even without a person saying I'm the Kabbalah Shabbos, a person is already, Oyemet V'koyi, he's already mechuyev to stop doing malacha al Tosef and Shabbos, even if he doesn't say anything. Again, a normal child, 8-year-old, is not saying Harini Mekabal or like Kedusha Shabbos when he sees his mother light. So that's what gives him the go-ahead to do malacha. But once it's already 2 minutes before Shkia, he's obligated to already keep Shabbos, Mishum Chinuch, whatever it is, he's ready to keep the Tosef and Shabbos. You can't do malacha after that. So up until 2 minutes before Shkia, then strictly speaking, a person can go ahead and ask the older child, the 12.
What's her heta?
Now her heta to ask is because
Shabbos.
Yeah, she's Mekabel Shabbos. The halacha is that if a person in Yisrael is Mekabel Shabbos early, and you can go to your neighbor who hasn't Mekabel Shabbos and ask him to do malacha straight out. Similarly, with it, in this case, although the time zone is much narrower, but you're asking someone who hasn't yet been with Kabbalah Shabbos, your son, your daughter, your 15-year-old daughter, who's busy combing her hair because she didn't get her act together, she's still busy combing her hair, and you've told her 100 times not to, and now at least you want to chop around to ask her to switch on the hot plate, there's absolutely no problem. And that's really speaking, up until 2 minutes, she hasn't said on the Kabbalah Shabbos.
So that's
if she's on the Kabbalah Shabbos, obviously she can't do
that. Do they ever say it?
But they don't say it. I mean, a normal 14-year-old boy, a 14-year-old girl, he's not going to say her. I mean, if she doesn't, she can't do malacha. But I'm assuming that normal girls and boys, they're hanging around, they're playing with their Lego. They're not saying her in the Kabbalah, like in Tisha Shabbos. So if they're not saying that, then it doesn't kick in until 2 minutes before Shkia. Again, some hold when the wife likes, then she's Mekabel Shabbos, then Mekabel Shabbos everyone. But strictly speaking, if a person needs to rely on the shittas, it's Robo HaMekilim to say that a person can instruct directly a son, child, anyone local who hasn't explicitly been Mekabel Shabbos and is still within before 2 minutes before Shabbos, that's absolutely fine. Strictly speaking, again, people don't feel comfortable. People like to avoid going anywhere near Shabbos. Like, there's so many stories, especially with the Chofetz Chaim, Mekabel Shabbos early. We know all of that. I'm talking about situations. Don't think this is the ideal situation, right? We're talking about situations where it needs be, but it's after the case, it's the other, and you realize afterwards, this is the shayla. Do you have to start looking around, trying to find a non-Jewish person, John, Hamza, do you have to start all that? Strictly speaking, you can go ahead, up until 2 minutes before Shkia, you can go ahead. What happens if it's already after the 2 minutes, which is before Shkia? Madinoy, you sit down on the couch after lighting, you're already reading for half an hour, it's already a few minutes after Shkia, and the chon is not smelling. Or you realize the light's only in your bedroom. What's that locker then? Certainly you can't ask a child to switch on the light now. Switch off the light or switch on the slow cooker now. There's no way. It's after Shkia and it's already after the 2 minutes which is before Shkia. There's no way you can instruct the child. They're mechut to keep showers as much as you are. So, what is the way forward? You can ask your goy directly up until 5 minutes after Shkia. Very interesting halacha. Usually you can never ask a goy to turn something on for you.
How many minutes is that for now?
Right? 5 minutes after Shkia is really basically by Nacht, basically here in England, in Manchester, the 5 minutes after Shkia is the period of Bein HaShemoshes. And there's a special halacha that although you cannot instruct a goy either especially not to turn something on, but regarding the period of Bein HaShemoshes, that is halacha. You can you can ask your goy directly to switch it on, and even to switch something on. Usually we're only allowed to hint to a goy to switch something off. Let's say the light is on, and you want the goy to switch off a light, then you can hint to a goy to switch it off. Right? Those two things. It has to be hinting, it has to be an off matter. So he's not giving you a positive direct hano. He's only like removing something away. So when it comes to asking a goy with Bein HaShemoshes, then there's a special halacha you can instruct specifically Mefurish to ask a goy to do malacha even for something which is positive, to switch on a hot plate, to switch on a slow cooker, those things are going to be okay. So, the next thing to take, what would you say to this shayla? What would you say to the shayla where this Motzei Shabbos there is a group of men young men that want to go to, they want to go abroad, to someone's cave, Legends, one of the popular places that people like to go to, and they managed to get a, who's this? They managed to go and get a ticket exactly 2 hours after Nacht, which is very tight. That means they're very, very tight. Now, if they get a taxi by Nacht, that'll be okay, or 10 minutes after Nacht, quarter an hour after Nacht, but they can't afford to daven Maghrib bismanu a Nacht, right? Let's say Nacht is 7:30 or something. So if their flight is 9:30, they're late as it is. So they can't afford to daven Maghrib 7:30 with the normal minimum. They've either got an option to daven Maghrib before 7:30, 7:20. They'll do a 10-minute job, 10-minute Maghrib. They will, straight after 7:30, they'll do Abdallah, which only takes 1 or 2, 1 minute, 1.5 minutes. And then they'll be able to go straight away. Either they can do that, but they'll have to daven Maghrib before Nacht.
They booked the taxi before.
Or, yeah, the taxi is another shy. Okay, but then they anyway need 10 minutes, but they can't put them out. The other option would be, it could be they're driving local, I don't know, I can't remember that bit. Anyway, so, the other option would be, no, don't daven Maghrib before Nacht.
Daven the airport.
Daven in the airport, be chidas. They haven't got a minion there. Daven be chidas. Make Abdallah before that.
Make
Abdallah straight away, 7:30.
7:30 on the dot.
Don't daven Maghrib up until by the gates, when you're by the gates and everything's ready. Is it better to daven Maghrib
before
7:25
with a minion? Because they can grab, I think there's about four of them going. There's about four or five of them going. So you can grab another 5 or 6 people to join them with a minion to daven a bit early, but they're davening before Nacht. Now, how does that work? Or is it better to daven Abdallah and then wait for Maghrib later? Very interesting. And if they do Abdallah now, do they have to mention Atochin Atum in the Tefillah? Even if a person makes Abdallah, the halacha is you still mention Atochin Atum in Maghrib. That's an interesting halacha because the Mishaburah quotes from the Gemara. So even if they take the option to daven Maghrib later, Bechidus, it's still important that they mention Atochin Atonot by the Maariv later. But regarding the Tefillah Bismanu, it's interesting, Shulchan Aruch says, Mamish this case, Shulchan Aruch says, a person needs to go, Mishuhu Onus, Shatzorech Lahachshech Alatchum L'Dvah Mitzvah, he needs to go for Dvah Mitzvah, no, you're going for the Davin, Efshes Dvah Mitzvah, Yochel Isbalo Shemotza Shabbos, Miplag Amincha L'Mada, you can daven Maariv from Plak, or Lehavdil, and you can make Havdalah without a name. Mishaburah says, because ain't lazikin. Although the Shulchan Aruch says you should do it, ain't lazikin. The dova had tamua l'rabim. It's very, very, very strange for people to see. Gam as well. Shema yovoyu lahokel b'melocha. Maybe, you know, people think after Maariv it's finished, right? Or so you used to after Maariv, they'll do melocha and not realizing there's another 5 minutes left till Shabbos. So the Mishaburah b'fat b'manino. He doesn't want to know. Mishaburah tells you not to. So interesting. Now you've got a nice chicken like that. Shulchan Aruch tells you it's okay. Mishaburah tells you there's chashash. So they're very interesting. Some want to say that if they do it right in the last 8 minutes of Nacht, strictly speaking, it's really Tzitzah Kichavim. It's just that we add a few minutes for Tzitzah Kichavim. So then some want to say if you can grab a Maariv there, again, all these things are with the end, but it's an interesting Shaila. You know, if you can grab right at the end in a way that when you finish Maariv, maybe there's something to talk about. Because like this, it's like a business deal. And you're still saying, oh, yeah, sure. Strictly speaking, make up dollar. From Plaga Nunash, in fact, someone told me once in Gitzah they used to do make Abdallah.
The boys and stuff.
The boys used to make Abdallah and used to daven Maariv and Abdallah from Plaga Mincha. Shabbos afternoon in a Gitzah.
Yeah,
you go on till who knows?
Without
the
Nair.
Without
the Nair.
Without the Nair.
Why are you making Abdallah?
Yeah, make Abdallah. Plaga Mincha.
It's up to square.
We're still playing.